Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
Breakfast, black coffee, one slice of dry toast. No butter, no jelly, no jam. Lunch, just some lettuce, two celery stalks. No booze, no potatoes, no ham. Dinner, one chicken wing, broil, not fried. No gravy, no biscuits, no pie. And it's diet and diet and diet and diet. And sure is a rough way to die. So pass me a carrot stick, peel me a prune. A glass of skim milk and that's all. Turn off the TV, that Big Mac commercial. It's driving me right up the wall. And I'm thinking of french fries, sausage and waffles, spaghetti and cookies and cake. And each night I'm dreaming of chocolate ice cream, and I'm starving to death when I wake.
Came back in with the diet song, a little Bobby Bear for all those New Year resolutions. Welcome back, everyone, on a beautiful Saturday morning. This is your host, Ray I, here with the Vogler Vogler, Peanut, Maddie G, and Kevy Kev on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Here we are, of course, as we've mentioned earlier in the show, 2019. Happy New Year to everybody. We've been getting some guest information to you all about different great products, and we've got one this morning that's really cool, and it's with Heron Outdoors. And I've got a skull mount, I've got a skull hanger for your deer. And what's really interesting, they got a feral hog, white-tailed bear, and a goat. And he's with Heron Outdoors on the line with us. We have Mr. Terry Heron. Hey, good morning, Terry.
Morning, Ray. How are you, man?
I'm good. Before I ask you about this product, the first thing I want to do is give you my condolences and tell you how bad I feel for you that you got to deal with Thomas Neuberger.
Amen to that, brother. I tell you, I've only had to deal with him for about 2 years now. It's not like he's a lifelong friend yet, but yeah, Thomas, he's quite a Texan.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody's got to take one for the team, right, Terry?
That's right, that's right.
Hey, you got some great products here. You guys sent me some of these. I'm looking at this table mount. That's pretty cool for their antlers, for their deer skulls, and you've got all these different ones. Tell us a little bit about your company and about these mounts.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ray, where we're at right now is a product of evolution. I've been a business owner for over 30 years. I've owned a machine shop. I'm an engineer. I've worked for big companies, little companies, da-da-da-da. But I love the outdoors, and throughout all my business involvement and my outdoor activities, I ended up going to trade shows. We're promoting some products. We have a line of deer processing and skinning equipment. And at one of these trade shows, I had a fellow that was processing skulls for European mounts, partly connected with the taxidermy industry. He was focusing on the European mounts. And this fellow's name was Mikey. Mikey mm-hmm. came up to me and asked me to take a look at what could be done better for displaying these European mounts, wall mounts. Like you mentioned, we've got the skull hanger, the skull right. mounts, and then the table mounts now. And it was just requested that I take a look at it, and I did so. And that was about 3 years ago. So the samples you have there are about 3 years in the design process and manufacturing process.
Yeah, and it looks really. I'm looking at your catalog here, your brochure you sent me. I'm looking at the steps, and this is really simple. It's easy for people to be able to do this. It's not very complicated.
No, it's not very complicated at all. I put a lot of effort in the design of all our products to make them intuitive, not require a lot of tools for use or install. All of our products are patented. Patent pending, and like I said, a lot of care is taken into the design. Most of those, that our latest product, that table mount you've got there, that was about a year in development. I visited several different designs, and you know, I put some product out in the field for evaluation, there's a lot of time and effort goes into the design process.
Okay. And so you call it the next generation skull mount, the better choice. This table mount looks pretty unique, that you can take the entire skull and antlers and set this up. I even see, what do you got here? You got an arrow put in here? Oh, I see you use the arrow shaft, then mount the deal. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, the bow hunters, whitetail hunters are pretty opinionated, and the bow hunters are about the most opinionated people I know. So I tried to appeal to them with the arrow shaft and the fletch and the knock on there. And then subsequently, we do have a firearms version that puts some emphasis on the rifle hunters.
Okay. Well, how can people get information? You got a catalog, website? Give us some information.
We've got, you mentioned Thomas Neuberger. He's helping us with the marketing.
Okay.
We do have a website. That's heronoutdoors.com.
That's easy enough.
We're in quite a few smaller retail outlets. We're starting to get into some of the larger big box stores. We're in Sportsman's Warehouse. Of course, they're mostly West Coast, west of the Rockies. But working on the other big box stores. And then you can find us online at a few of the online outlets, like Sportsman's Guide.
Okay.
Amazon and a few other online outlets.
Okay. All right, that'll work. You're on Facebook too, aren't you?
No, we don't have a real good presence on Facebook, Ray. That's one of the things we're working on. You know, this manufacturing part of this whole business, I'm real comfortable with. That's what I've done for 30, 40 years now. But the marketing part has been a challenge, and addressing the Facebook, we don't have a good presence there
right.
yet.
Well, we'll blame that on Neuberger. We need to get him moving off center, get you a presence on Facebook front and center. So we'll just blame that on him, okay?
Absolutely. You bet. He's got big shoulders.
Yeah, he does. All right, Terry. Terry Heron, Heron Outdoors, got some great mounts. You deer hunters, we're just finishing up. Well, some of you are still deer hunting, especially in the South, and our alternative season just ended here, and there's a lot of folks out there that's not going to go have their head mounted, and this is a great idea and a great concept. Well, Terry, appreciate you spending some time with us this morning on the show, and we'll check in with you later. Let us know, contact us, let us know when you got a neat new product you want to talk about, and we'll get you back on, okay?
You bet. We've always got something working on. Thank you, Ray.
You're welcome, Terry. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes, Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors,
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekConfedMo.org.
RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.